Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
At one of South Africa's most prestigious academic institutions, Jewish students are increasingly finding themselves isolated, intimidated, and even targeted, not for their actions, but for their identity. Allegations of anti-Semitism at the University of Cape Town have grown louder, with students reporting bias, harassment, and a hostile environment. Joining me to unpack this is Wendy Kahn, National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, the body that has been on the front lines of fighting anti-Semitism, hate speech, and discrimination across South Africa's institutions. Wendy Kahn, thank you for joining us. What specifically has the South African Jewish Board of Deputies observed received in terms of reports from Jewish students at UCT?
Good morning, Howard. We really, for us, universities are a critical resource in South Africa. We can replicate so many different things. We have Jewish schools, we have Hatzolah, we have security, our own security. The one thing we cannot replicate our universities, and that's why the South African Jewish Board of Deputies put such a large amount of effort into maintaining universities that are welcome for Jewish students. And I know that that's not a luxury that we can take for granted anymore. When we look around the world, the universities have become unbelievably hostile. We've seen violence, we've seen aggression on university campuses literally around the world. And I mean, I remember 15 years ago when we were starting to see anti-Semitism on universities here in South Africa, and I remember saying we were seeing BDS, we were seeing Israel Apartheid Weeks, and I remember at overseas conferences saying to my colleagues there, my counterparts there, just watch your campuses. And they all said to me, oh, this will never happen in America. This will never happen in
Melbourne,
in Canada, and in Australia. And very sadly, we have turned around the universities in South Africa, but they are now experiencing this really unpleasant student environment and academic environment there. And we've been very proud. And I have to say, even over the last 2 years, we've seen that our universities in South Africa have, with a few exceptions, obviously here and there, but they've really been welcoming spaces and open spaces and safe spaces for all students, including Jewish students, with the exception of UCT. And that's where we've been putting a lot of our efforts in watching very carefully what has been. We've had academics who are experiencing hostility. We've got students experiencing hostility. And that's not okay. We've seen a trend in Cape Town of the students moving away. And this we've seen and we've documented, leaving UCT and going to other universities, whether they be Stellenbosch or whether they even come up to Johannesburg, to universities in Johannesburg. And we can't accept that, and that's something that we need to challenge. And I really want to pay tribute to Professor Adam Mendelsohn, who has stood up to the University Council. He has said enough. This boycott is not about sitting and having conversations in a council meeting. This has massive ramifications for the university, for the reputation for the university, for the students, for the academics, and real practical ramifications for all of them, the students and the academics. And I think for the entire UCT community. We have met with the university over the last years, but we felt so strongly about this that we've joined Adam Mendelsohn's case as an amicus curiae, friend of the court, because we need to say loud and clear that anti-Semitism on university campuses is not acceptable, and we need to share with the courts exactly what is happening on the campuses with the anti-Semitism. We also need to, and I'm not sure if you've had an opportunity to chat with Adam Mendelsohn, but, you know, one of the things that came up in this council meeting was that they discussed the definitions of anti-Semitism.
Yes.
And without any form of consultation with any of the representative bodies of South African Jewry, not the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, not the South African Union of Jewish Students, they went and willy-nilly made an assumption about what is anti-Semitism. That is absolutely incredible.
So are you saying that it is really happening at a institutional level that is impacting students, that the root of the problem sits with the leadership of UCT?
Absolutely. There's no doubt that a boycott against Israel creates a climate on a university campus which compromises not just Jewish students, although that's where my mandate is, but any student that or academic that has an academic a relationship with Israel. And let's just remember that Israel is in the forefront of technology and academic knowledge. That means your academics are precluded from engaging in any kind of academic interaction or engagement, writing papers, doing research. That is very, very limiting for a top university in anywhere in the world. Mm.
The fact that there's no boycott of China, Iran, Cuba, any of these places, and I'm not creating an equivalence of Israel to any of these places, but for the sake of this argument, surely that shows discrimination against one party if there are heaps of others who have been accused of even worse than Israel has been accused of.
Absolutely, the complete hypocrisy of it. And it's actually opened discussions at universities in terms of all of these resolutions, because several universities around the country have gone into discussions at a Senate level, some of them have even got to a council level, around condemning or coming out against Israel, or there are many different types of resolutions. And that issue has been raised by some of the academics from other African countries, from other universities on our continent, to say, why are you so fixated about what is going on another continent, very far from South Africa, when you're not even worried about issues that are happening on your own borders? So there are lots of questions being asked, and some universities have actually even set up subcommittees to look at how and when should we be having these discussions on resolutions around conflicts in the world, because we are an academic institution and we should be having these conversations, but we shouldn't be having these conversations in such a narrow, politically charged, politically agendered fashion.
The publicity, I saw there was an article, there have been a few articles on it recently. In terms of the administration, the UCT administration, how have they responded to these concerns? Are they engaging meaningfully?
We had a meeting, I think it was early this year. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was in about January this year with the Vice Chancellor. We had an engagement with him. In fact, I did a PowerPoint presentation, and I went through the incidents that our students had been experiencing. We shared with him how other universities have been dealing with things like Israel Apartheid Week. Incidentally, Wits University, I think our students have got to actually look forward to Israel Apartheid Week. Well, they don't call it that. They call it Israel Awareness Week now. And it's become such a rallying point for the students at Wits University.
Incredible.
Wits provides outstanding security to make sure that both sides have got an opportunity to have their voice. And it's become a really constructive opportunity. And for me, it's in the beginning of the year, it gives the new students an opportunity to come and have these conversations. Although we haven't really, our side has been much more involved, strangely enough, in the last few years. And we shared this with the university. And one of the main points that we made was, as long as this boycott is hanging over, this boycott resolution is hanging over the university, that's what the pervasive feeling is on that university. And it's going to be very difficult to curb that hostility. Mm. And I do have to say that they, and I think we have to give credit where it's due, they certainly did provide far more security around Israel Apartheid Week, as it isn't at UCT. This year, we didn't see the same level of aggression as we saw last year and the year before. But still, until that resolution is revoked, as it should be, it should be on a procedural and a substantive level, it should be removed. We are still going to see 100%. Academics feeling uncomfortable on that university campus.
Wendy Kahn, National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, speaking to us about what is happening at UCT and the fight that the board is involved with. It is 6:58.